Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Much like the overall U.S. property casualty segment, mutual insurers have had to contend to weather-related challenges and rate adequacy issues. But the mutual sector was able to lean on investment income in 2023 to bolster its performance after facing another year of underwriting losses. These developments are discussed at length in a new Best Market Segment report on U.S. property casualty mutual insurance companies. We're joined today by Lauren Magro, a financial analyst and key author of the report. And Lauren, let's start with the underwriting losses. Are mutual insurers facing the same pressures as the overall property casualty segment?
Yeah, John. So they are. They're really exposed to majority of the same pressures that are facing the overall property casualty industry. The main one that they're really facing pressure from is inflation, rising inflation. That has driven loss costs upward since about 2022, and they've remained at higher levels. So mutuals are facing, the impact of that. The second one is really the hardened reinsurance market. Retentions have risen. A lot of mutual insurers are now taking these losses to their bottom lines. And the third of that just being weather activity. We've seen severe weather activity plaguing many regions across the United States, and mutuals certainly haven't been spared from that. Going back to the increased retentions with the reinsurance market, many mutual insurers are taking the losses from that, and the losses from these secondary perils, which are smaller events, they're taking all these losses to the bottom. So they definitely haven't been spared from any of the pressures that are facing the industry as a whole.
Is it becoming more challenging for policyholder rate levels to keep pace with some of the other pressures facing the segment?
Yeah, I would say it definitely became more challenging just given the quick onset of the inflationary pressures. In 2022, it wasn't really, a small step of inflation moving upwards. It was really a rapid onset. And just given the nature of a 12-month homeowner's insurance policy, it takes time for rate to earn through. Many mutual insurers, they started taking rate in 2022, continued that in 2023. But again, it's taking time for that to earn through and for that to really come to fruition in improving results. So I would say it's been challenging for them over the past few years for those rate levels to keep pace. I will say in 2024, we are seeing some of that rate earn in. Net earned premiums are up substantially, and we are seeing the segment did post a net income through the first half of 2024. So we are seeing some of that, come up to pace and to where it kind of needs to be to cover these higher loss levels.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And what role did investment income play in 2023 results, Lauren, and how are mutual insurers investing these assets?
Yeah, so investment income, it was certainly different from 2022. 2022 mutuals, the equity market, kind of fell downward. We saw that rebound in 2023. And what that did is that really bolstered policyholder surplus growth for this segment. Many mutuals were able to take these investment gains and offset underwriting losses with the investment side. So they were actually able to grow surplus as a segment, which was different than 2023. In regards to how they are investing these assets, over the past 5 years, investment allocations have remained fairly stable. Throughout the segment as a whole, a majority of allocations are put into bonds. About 60% of portfolios are placed into bonds on average over the past 5 years, with anywhere from 19 to 23% in equities and the remainder in cash and other investments. So, that hasn't really changed that much over the past 5 years. If anything, we've seen insurers maybe, looking at their portfolios to just move some things around and, kind of look at assets that provide a stable cash flow in a volatile market like we are in now.
So aside from making pricing adjustments through rate and inflation guard increases, What actions are mutual insurers taking to address and or mitigate the industry pressures that they continue to face?
Yeah, definitely. So rate activity, I would say, is certainly on the forefront. You know, that's a major thing. But insurers are taking other actions as well in order to mitigate, particularly weather losses. Moving forward, again, now that they are taking these losses to the bottom line, they know that they're retaining these losses. They want to try to mitigate the amount of loss that they are, vulnerable to. So some of the things that they're doing from an underwriting perspective, we've seen many insurers increasing minimum deductible levels, tightening up underwriting guidelines just in general, whether that be, restricting certain classes of business based on age, based on, the size of the risk. Again, and using that in order to refine their risk selection. Maybe they're targeting different lines of business and going for the more profitable sectors that have given them a profit over the past few years and kind of getting out of those volatile areas. And then the other thing we've seen a lot of insurers do is implementing actual cash value endorsements as well as cosmetic damage exclusions for certain perils, again, in order to mitigate the losses that they are exposed to.
Thanks, Lauren.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That was financial analyst Lauren Magro. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.